Hello and welcome to the inaugural episode of the Dark Corners podcast, the show where we shine light into the darkest corners of our world. I am one half of your hosts. I am Lucas Mangum. I'm an author of scary books, and sitting with me here virtually is Rita Goodall, who has got like a black belt in researching weird ass shit.
No. Yeah, maybe.
How you doing?
I'm good. Very good.
Good. So we're talking about the infamous Room 322 in the Zaza Hotel in Houston.
Yes.
Now, how did you hear about that first?
I was going into the dark corners of YouTube.
Okay.
And stumbled up on it. I found all these, I love these ARGs that people do, and you know, oh my god, you don't even know if some of it's real. People end up calling the cops sometimes because
it's
so real, right? And so you just kind of go down this rabbit hole of things, and I stumbled up on these different people going on this room, and Nexpo was one of them that I had watched, and Barely Sociable watched them go in, and just, oh my gosh, what is up with this room?
Do you have any like background on the hotel itself, like when it was built or anything like that?
It was built in like the late 1800s.
Okay.
Very old. So apparently when they were building the structure, they had it like down the blueprints were like, this is exactly how we want it. We want the rooms to be exactly like this and like this. But it ended up being like a little bit of space left over here and there. So they made, I guess, this little creepy room out of this. It could have just been like a hall closet.
Right. Yeah, I was gonna say, like, maybe it was like once a broom closet or something, and then
then they decided to go to another level because of course it's a theme.
Right.
A theme hotel, so it has all these different themes to it. This room is called Hard Times.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be like being in jail, because like who wouldn't want to experience that?
Yeah. I mean, that's not really the top of my list of things I want to try, but you know, hey, you do you, right?
Yeah. And if you've seen the pictures of the other rooms, they're just gorgeous and lavish. Yeah. They have this that looks like
they've got that space room, like, right? The NASA room.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. There's so many. There's like an opium room. There's just all kinds of different ones that are just amazing. And then there's this one that's, people have said it looks like a sex dungeon. And
it's
like a jail.
Yeah. So definitely not a jail. We'll start with the little stuff, I guess. First of all, room is 322, and we did a little bit of research on the number. Correct?
There were all kinds of different theories people had.
Yeah, I saw it get thrown around a lot with the you know, the skull and with references to the skull and bones.
Yeah. And so I think originally the guy had said it was Harvard, but it's Stanford that has the skull and bones.
I think you're right. Or Yale. Yale, isn't it Yale?
Was it Yale?
I think so. Yeah, because that's where the bushes went. Yeah.
Yeah, the bushes. Oh, fuck. I forgot about the bushes. God, why do you remind me of the bushes?
Yeah.
You're like, how the fuck did they get into this group? I don't know. Jeez. Wow. That just ruined my whole evening. Thanks.
I know. Now it's like, try again.
But yeah. So it's like, you know, and it started out in what was like that tomb, right? For 322. And it was all these different numbers. Somehow people do math and they end up working it out to where it's like 666.
Yeah.
Or some kind of angelical number, and just, that was strange.
Some of it seemed like a stretch, right? Like it was, the one I saw was, okay, the Skull and Bones was founded in 1832, but it's like, well, 322, there's an extra two there. So what is that?
Somehow if you do the math, you end up with like all this craziness. And, but you have this little tiny room that's like a third of the size of every other room. It's not listed anywhere on their site for you to be able to rent it, you know, for the night. I don't know who the hell would want to, but okay. And except for us freaks who are now like,
sure. We're like, I got to see it. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So kind of, oh, God, I got to see this weird shit now.
Yeah.
you know, has all of this strange artwork in there, but apparently the artwork has changed over, you know, over okay. time. And now it has, like, what we talked about before, the twins.
Yes.
The picture.
Those twins are creepy. They're like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know, like, it's like some old school, like, degenerate art kind of, like, you know, painting, you know.
Somehow to me, I'd seen on Reddit where the lady was like, hey, I'm the one that painted that. I don't even know how it got there. Right. You know, of course, her real name isn't on there. Can't find out anything about her. I don't know. But apparently her and the guy who owns the hotel and the guy, Jay Comer, is that his name?
Yeah, Como or Camu. I'm actually not really good at that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The banker guy, you know.
Got busted by the feds. Yeah, that guy.
Yep.
They all live, like, you know, in the same basic town, and it, apparently this artwork is part of Jay's collection. So he's like donated it or something. I don't know, which is so fucking weird. Bizarre.
Even if we could argue that the rest of it, like, maybe, like, looks like a jail. I mean, I don't think it does, but let's say it does. Like, the portrait of Jay is really it's definitely like, hey, one of these is not like the other, you know.
Well, maybe it's that whole idea of, you know, he went to jail, he got busted, you know, the feds, so it couldn't be that bad. That's he's true. Still rich, you know, and
yeah
I mean, you just have his, like, eyes that follow you around the room. Kind of guy picture, you know?
Yeah, which, that's one of the last people you probably want watching you sleep, right?
Oh, God. Well, in the mirror, supposedly the mirror, there's been the idea that it's a two-way
mirror.
That I think it was Barely Sociable was doing the experiment on it. He seems to think maybe it's not, maybe it is.
I wouldn't know. Like, you know, I mean, like, I was like, I saw, like, yeah, like on the one website I read, I mean, there's tons of articles on it, you know, but one of the articles I read, the caption on the photo was like, clearly this is a two-way mirror. And I'm like, have you seen one of these before? Because I have not. So I don't know if that's actually a two-way mirror or not. But then the guy, Barely Sociable, did the experiment where he's like, well, there's not enough space between my finger or something. Yeah.
But yeah, if you put your finger flat against it and it looks like you're touching, then it's not. But if there's a space, then it is a two-way mirror.
Oh, okay. So all right. Gotcha. Like,
either way, it's bizarre the way it's set up over the bed. And then he went outside and there's actually a map, a floor map of the room. And he, like, go out and there's like a staff door beside the room. When you go in, there's another door behind it that's locked, and that's where the mirror is. So it's
that's
like
weird.
You can't get in there to where you can, where the mirror would be on that wall. So it says like staff only or something. And I was like, man, I'd have done beat the fucking lock off of that door.
Yeah.
I'm here already. I'm gonna check this out. And just,
so how did this room become kind of like this phenomenon? It started on Reddit, correct?
Yeah. I think everything starts on Reddit.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I think that's where everything
I had some people calling for my head on Reddit about a year ago, so that's but that's a whole other thing.
Oh, my goodness. There's been some crazy stuff that comes up on Reddit, and as soon as it hits, it takes off like wildfire. There you go. It's the front page of the internet. There you go.
Yes, it is.
Anything strange, and that's where you'll find all these like theories about this, you know, the room and, you know, the two-way mirror. And even if it's not a two-way mirror, I don't know, and it would freak me out being in there regardless. I don't know if I'd be like, ooh, this is weird, or I would just do weird shit for the hell of it because it is a two-way mirror.
Yeah, let's just make crazy faces and, like, you know, like, hope somebody's recording. You know?
I want to give you a run for your money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to be weirder than the room itself.
Exactly. You think you weirded me out, you got the wrong weirdo.
Exactly. You're like, you're weirder than the room itself.
Yes, absolutely.
The painting of the twins, to me, it was nearly like almost a shout out to The Shining in some surreal sort of way, you know, with the twins and just they're all kind of like they're Well, we talked about the Haunting of Hill House, how their necks look like they're broken.
Yeah, bent neck lady. Yeah.
Ew, gives you the creep.
Yeah, the twin. Yeah, because it's like, I mean, you know, in The Shining, they just look like two little girls, albeit very creepy little girls, you know. But in you know, in this painting, like, you know, it's like they look kind of like mutated or something, you know. And it's like, wow, like you could make, you know, if you were saying that there was like this kind of tie to The Shining, right? Like, it's like this would be like their true forms or something, like they're, you
That's a good call. Yeah. So
know.
that's what they would really look like. Like we see them one way, but I guess like maybe Danny seeing them, this is what they really looked like, you know, because his, you know, his shining, the way he's seen things, he's seen it for
Yeah.
what,
He's
you know,
like the
could be a
dog
child off.
in every haunted house movie, right? Where he's like, where the dog can see shit and they're like, yo, don't go into this house. Like, and everybody just is like, what's the dog barking at? This dog's crazy.
And then it shows it, and it's something just fucked up, like all, you know, messed up. Exactly. So, I mean, that's what it reminded me of. Now, you know, that's just my idea, my call out on it. The other thing, that the guy Ben did, that like runs the hotel, bizarre. When you put your weird ass painting up there.
With he's got these the painting has these kind of bugged out eyes, you know, and he's kind of, I don't know, like Neanderthal looking, you know. I
Yeah,
don't know.
I don't know. I've never seen the guy. I haven't seen a picture of him. Is it a self-portrait? I
Oh, I
don't
don't
know.
know. Maybe. I mean
Or, I mean, it's just this weird. I don't know. Is it supposed to be Jay? I mean,
maybe.
he's got the blue eyes
Yeah,
and the,
because I mean,
you know.
if it's like if we're, you know, gonna go off of like, you know, maybe there's like this duality theme, you know, you've got like the twins and then you've got Jay and his evil twin. Or well,
Yeah,
actually, wait,
something.
Jay's probably the guy who has good twins, you know.
There you go. It could be, I mean, well, if I wanted to go that far and go, okay, it's the twins, then you could go, well, you have that one of Jay, and then you have the painting, and it's nearly like Jack Torrance and his two different personalities.
Oh
You
yeah, totally,
know? So you have that
totally.
business guy, and then you have the one that's like, oh, the feds just busted me because I'm all,
Yeah,
you
because
know,
what
fucked
did he
up.
do? He ran a Ponzi scheme, right?
Yes, he did.
Just took a bunch of people's money.
Yep.
Insane.
And so, I mean, it could be, but that's just me, you know, going, this is a creepy room. It's a hotel. And when you think creepy hotels, usually the first thing that comes to your head is The Shining. I mean, if
Yes,
you.
of course. I mean, it's impossible to not think of that. Like, I mean, even though, you know, King himself has written other scary hotel stories like 1408, like still you think of The Shining first, like no matter what, you
And I
know.
love 1408. I love it. I love it more than The Shining. But The Shining is just like an epic, you know,
It's
cult.
just,
It's a
yeah,
cult
exactly.
classic.
It's like
So,
this kind of part of our collective consciousness at this point, you
yeah,
know.
yeah. But there's that, and then the skull picture, which is weird to me because it's
Oh
all
yeah.
shiny, so it doesn't make it as creepy. It's kind of
Yeah,
like a
it's almost
1980s hairband poster to me.
or even like a pop art kind of skull, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's kind of shiny. Like even when they take the picture, you know, it reflects off of it, and it's kind of shiny. So that's kind of weird to me. That's not as creepy as like the paintings. You know, maybe
It's
then
like,
do
I
a
don't know.
painting of the skull and bones and make it a little more creepy.
It's like you might die in here, but like, hey, it's kind of glimmery. I don't know.
Got like a Poison album cover on the wall. It's
Oh
cool.
yeah, totally.
It's something along those lines. Like, oh. The bed being chained down is really bizarre. They're like, oh, how it was on swamp.com, is that what it's called?
Oh, I
Swampblock.com.
think so.
And they're like, oh, no, it's just like any other room. It's just a little different. A little.
Yeah, so that's a good segue, because like I was gonna ask you about that interview with I guess her name was Kyra Coots, and
Coot,
she was the yeah she was the that is a hell of a name.
yeah.
You know, she was the I guess the marketing person for the Zaza Hotel, and every like question about the art or about Jay, she gets weird. Like she's like,
going, well, I can't hear you. And she's like right there. It's like
a face-to-face interview, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what? Like she's, I didn't hear you. And then just totally skips over it. Like she's on the phone driving through a tunnel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What weird. Do you mean you didn't hear me? You're like, and she's just, well, it's just different.
And it's like, was the weirdness of the interview, like maybe part of the marketing for the weirdness of this room? Like, I don't know. Like it's really it's an evil sex dungeon and, you know,
obviously it's caught people's attention and now people will be calling and wanting the room. But, you know, I've seen on Reddit where people, you know, have called and asked about it. I mean, even Aang was barely sociable, did it like the video. I mean, you can hear him call and ask about it. And the guy is like, no. And he's like, well, do you have one? There's, I think, a hotel in Houston and there's one in Dallas. And he's like, it's not on either listing, you know? No, because we don't have that. You know,
yeah.
But then a guy that's from like Houston will call and go, hey, I got the room booked as soon as I
tonight.
Call. Yeah.
Yeah. And now, the guy who started it was not barely sociable. It was Joe Likes Music was the handle that he used on Reddit.
Yeah, that was the guy on Reddit that started
and
it.
And that was what kind of started everything. Like he said, and he got, it was either him or one of his coworkers, right? That got booked into the room by accident.
He was on a, they were on a work trip and he's like, oh, my buddy's got these like, you know, fabulous, you know, rooms. These like jacked up rooms. They're just, and he's like, and I'm in here like, what the hell is this? So when he goes downstairs and is like, what is this room? And they come back up and they immediately take him out. And they're like,
they said you're not supposed to be in there, which is even weirder. Like, it's like, wow. Yeah. Like if it is a marketing thing, like it's incredibly brilliant, you know?
absolutely. And even, I think it was even the Coots lady that was like, the president of the hotel or the CEO used to live in here. What?
So, you know, you figure you're the owner or the president of this hotel and you could probably have any room you want and you choose that one.
Yeah. And I'm figuring, you know, if you run this hotel, you got some money. You could go to anywhere else probably.
Yeah.
And go.
I would want the opium den or the NASA one. Like, do they have a combination? That would be pretty cool.
So, you know, they have like the different bungalows and they have, you know, the bigger rooms. This one is a third of the size. It has like concrete floors that are dirty. Junk on the floor, dirt on the floor. Like they intended for it to be, you know, just they went in and just trashed it.
It's got the kind of floor where like you would want to clean the bottoms of your shoes. Like if you walked
your shoes off in there.
Yeah,
throw your socks away if you take your shoes off because
maybe burn them. I don't know.
Yeah. And like the brick walls. And it's just funny enough, though, the girl was like, hey, but it has, you know, it has a balcony.
Right.
That's supposed to make it all better.
Windows. The balcony is like, but is there even a window that you could go out onto the balcony?
It's a sliding door. It's a picture of
the bed. All right. Because I didn't see that picture. Okay, that's at least makes more sense, I guess.
The bed is pushed up against it, though. Yeah, and then there's the mirror, right? And you can see it, and it doesn't look like a very big balcony. I mean, it just looks like this, you know, little tiny thing. Yeah. Of course, I can't see it. But she's like, there's a balcony. That makes it all better. Mm. Yeah, no. Not really.
Balconies fix a lot of things, right? You know, but maybe not being cramped in room 322 with all those weird paintings and our buddy Jay.
Yeah, our buddy Jay staring at you like his big grin. Yeah, and your two way mirrors and the bed being chained down.
The bed's chained to the wall, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's like the furniture. There's furniture sitting like in front of the TV and like in front of the bed, so you couldn't even like see the TV. It's like set up very strange. Yeah. Everything is. Yeah. It's just I don't know. I guess only weirdos like us would be like,
let's try. Of course. Now, what really got me was what really weirded me out was something that I didn't notice until you brought it up last time we talked. There's a you know, not only is the bed chained to the wall, there's a very weird message on the pillow, right?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. It says, I believe it says, if you look at it close up, it says, you belong to us.
You belong to us now. Like, yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That was on Reddit also. Someone had zoomed in on it and seen it, and they were like, that, you know, it looks like it says, you belong to us now. And you're like, ew.
Yeah.
And I don't even know about sleeping on those pillows and those sheets.
No.
Oh, man. Would you like to see that room with a black light?
I don't know. I mean, only if I also had a hazmat suit on, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I would.
Yeah.
That whole you belong to us now, that's pretty creepy. I don't know. Whoever put this room together did a pretty good job of it being creepy as hell.
Yeah.
And it's actually, it's kind of subtle.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like overly, you know, creepy.
Right. Like, it's not like you have like, you know, like, I don't know, like something out of a Saw movie in there or anything like that, you know?
So it's kind of very subtle. So I think when you'd walk in, you know, at first you'd kind of be like, oh my God, these floors suck, you know?
Yeah.
And you kind of, you know, look. And I think it would take, well, at least for me, it would take a little bit for me to sit down in the room and actually look around and absorb it for me to start getting creeped. You know, then I'd be like,
you'd be like, well, the art's kind of weird and this room's kind of small. Wait, what is going on here? Where am I? Like,
can I unlock the door? Did someone lock the door behind me?
Am I locked in here?
I mean, like, no, oh my God. Can they lock the door from the outside? I'm freaked out.
But
I think like of everything, if I sat there and took it in, the mirror would really really freak me out. But the pillow saying that's what would get me to where I'd start being like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
This is not, you know, a normal, I mean, obviously it's not normal, a normal room, but I wouldn't overthink it until I sat there and would overthink it. Start picking up these clues that they've just casually left laying around the room. Oh, wait, I didn't see the chain on the bed. It was under the bed. And then you get up off the bed and you hear it like move. You're like, what the fuck is that?
Yes.
You know? I don't know. I would honestly try to like move the bed.
See if you could, right? Like, is this like a real chain? Is it really locked? You know, right?
Yeah. Or I mean, how heavy is this bed? You know, is it that lightweight to where they're like, oh, someone's gonna, you know, move it and tip it over or break it or whatever the hell? I would totally be in there like trying to drink.
Oh, man.
To see if I could just get the chain loose or something. I don't know. I would probably get kicked out of that ring very quickly.
Yeah. You like try to tunnel through the wall or something and see what's going on in there, you know?
I would be just too fascinated. It would get to a point where I'd be like, well, I'm stuck here. Screw it. I'm going to just go through everything. Right?
The average person would be like Joe Likes Music, who would be like, you know what, this is weird. I'm gonna talk to the front desk about this, you know. But yeah, no, I could see like a weirdo like you or me, like just being like overturning furniture and
I'm like looking for little cameras.
Yeah,
I'm looking for little cameras and microphones and shit to see, you know, if any of that stuff's like going on, you know, or even like I said, like the mirror, I'd be like. Are you back there? Because I hope you are. I need to be back there because it's going to be so disappointing if you're not.
Yes. Shit's going to get weird.
Yeah. So, I mean, like when Barely Sociable, when he went through there and he was like, oh, there's a, you know, a door and then you go through and then there's another door, but it has a lock on it. I'd have been like, I'll be back. I'm going to get a hammer. I'd have ended up in real jail. There's nothing like that room.
It's pretty nondescript from what I understand.
So it's the whole, but it's just different.
Yeah.
It's a whole world of different. It's not even regular different. It's just.
Yeah.
Like, I bet I bet they even have like different menus. Wouldn't that be weird? Like
Yeah.
room service, would you if it was
Oh
even different?
yeah, right? Like they don't serve you like the Benedict. They serve you like, I don't know, like
Like the
something
cafeteria
awful.
plate with the food on it,
Yeah.
like in, you know, like they show in like prison,
Yeah, just like
it's
sloppy looking, like
yeah. So you know, I wonder like what kind of menu they get. Oh man, now I am overthinking it. I'd be like, what can I get? You know, can I get like this like 5-star hamburger, and they end up sending up
Bread
like
and water.
you know. Something on like the cafeteria plate, you
Yeah.
know, you're oh my God. So now I'm like, oh, wonder what kind of menu they have.
Yeah. I mean, because
That's
if they
really
if it is just like a kind of a, a gimmick or whatever, and they don't have a special menu, I mean, that's a missed opportunity in my
oh,
opinion.
yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Holy wow. See, now if they do that, they owe us.
Yes,
That was
exactly.
$1 million idea, Luca.
Like if right now they're still serving like, five-star steaks to these people like in this prison room, like then they're doing it wrong and the
If you're gonna go all out, we're gonna go all out. And
yeah.
you've got you're you have like a limited amount of things that you can order.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it. And drinks, you get tap water, that's it.
Yep.
Like, no.
Houston tap water.
Tap water. There's no alcohol. No, nothing. Nothing
Yeah.
fancy. You just get, you know, prison food.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
know? And I wonder,
Right.
like, even that. I don't think dude ever even turned the TV on. I'd want to know even what the
Oh,
TV would say. You know? What?
I mean, there's not a was there a TV in any of those pictures? Like, I mean,
Yeah,
you
there's
know.
a TV in
Oh,
it.
okay.
There's
I was gonna
nothing
say that'd be
running in front
crazy
of
if
it.
there was no
Yeah,
TV.
there was a TV, so now I'm kind of like, oh, I want to turn the TV on, you know, because
It's
it's
just
not like
all
a nice flat screen TV, you
Oh
know, it's
yeah.
not like a super nice TV, a real nice TV, but I would turn it on just to see what the hell was on
It's
it, you
just
know, what's playing.
guinea pig movies on a loop,
Just, oh my God, it'd be just prison movies.
Yeah, oh
You know,
yeah, that's even
like
yeah,
yeah,
that's better.
Attica. It'd just be, you know,
I was
stinking
thinking the torch porn route, but
alcohol.
prison movies definitely
Yeah,
makes more sense. Like
it would just be that. So now I'm curious about if there would be a menu, what would be on the TV, like what they would play on the TV if you had anything. Because I mean, would you have cable in there or
Yeah,
Wi-Fi
probably
or?
not. I would say, it's got to be one of those TVs where it still has channel U,
Yeah. And you only get three, and it probably has rabbit ears. That's where it like that. That's a missed opportunity also, if you're
Yeah,
gonna do
definitely.
it
And I
like
mean,
that. Put it inside of a cage.
if they're calling it Hard Times and they don't and they have a picture of this J guy instead of a picture of Charles Bronson, like I think they're also doing it wrong,
What Cool Hand Luke.
Oh
I have
yeah.
to need a picture of that dude
I
up
do.
there.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you had the TV, like the old TV, you know, like when we were kids, but you had it behind like a cage, like they have in,
Yeah.
you don't have it behind a cage. I mean, just go all out. You know, they've definitely lost out if that's they want to give
Yeah.
it that kind of experience and just have like three channels and rabbit ears or some bullshit, you know.
Yeah.
And
So do you have any ideas about what's going on? Do you think it's just a gimmick or do you think there's something more sinister?
I don't think it's sinister. I
No.
don't.
No, I guess the gimmick. Yeah.
I think it's this something. I mean, these guys have a lot of money, and
Oh
it's
yeah.
prosperity.
Oh
I
yeah.
mean, they're making a theme. It's a theme hotel, you
Sure.
know.
No, I know. I mean, you come across some blogs who are some bloggers who are very upset about this room. Like
Well, you know, I can see that. I mean, this is just my opinion. I don't think that if there's anything sinister going on. I just, like I said, I think it's just
It's
a
just cool.
mimic, and then it gets out just like this. And then sometimes it'll go, hey, you know, maybe on Mondays and Fridays at 5 o'clock, you're allowed to rent this room out, but any other time, it doesn't exist, you know, or change it like every day, you know, something. And it kind of keeps it out of the loop, but in the loop with people, you know,
it's
just enough.
Really clever. If that's like, if it is like, there's this elaborate, you know, kind of thing, you know, like just to kind of mess with people, like, you know, cause it's, I don't know, you know, you gotta love that viral marketing stuff. Cause it really did blow up. I mean, it's like, you just, it's, you type in room like 3 and then like 22 at Zaza Hotel is like the first thing that comes up in Google, you know, it's like, yeah.
Oh yeah. You just put in 322 and it's just, that's all it is.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So hotels have been like on Reddit a lot lately. Now you have like what the Belvedere everybody's blowing up about now, which is one that we should cover.
Yeah.
Have you seen that on the new Unsolved Mysteries where the guy he comes up missing and his buddies go looking for him and the last place he's seen is actually it's in Baltimore.
Weird.
They go looking for him, and it's like the last place he was seen was at this hotel, and they go, strangely enough to me, they go to the top of the hotel, and they're like, oh, we're going to look around and see if we can find his car or whatever, and they look down, mm-hmm. and there's a lower level roof with a big fucking hole in it, and the guy's stuff is laying around the outside.
What?
Of the hole. Like his phone, his wallet, his glasses, none of it's scratched, none of it's hurt, but he is apparently like fallen through this thing. So they're like, maybe he jumped off this roof, but that's impossible because it would take him, he'd have to jump straight out 45 feet.
Yeah.
It looks like he went through the hole like this, but he's laying flat, like face down in the room.
So
it's
weird.
Really fucking weird. So
yeah,
now
that's definitely a later episode for us, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Hotels are getting strange, but here's the thing. That showed up. Now that's going to blow up. And
yeah.
Everybody will end up going to that, you know, that hotel, mm-hmm. just like, you know, mm-hmm. this one. And but this one, I mean, that one to me is totally sinister. I don't know what's going on there.
No, I stayed at the Edgefield in Portland a few times, Portland, Oregon, and they actually have a ghost log. Like if guests like say they saw something, they have to like document it in this notebook that they have, which is pretty fucking cool. Like,
did you see anything?
I did not. I did not. I will say the hotel has a very strange vibe, but like I feel that way, you know, every time I leave the house. So.
Also, it's like given, it's kind of put into your head already that,
yeah.
you know, I mean, you can go into a place. I've even seen, you know, where on YouTube, we'll do like, you know, the fake psychic thing or whatever. And they'll have like a group of people and they'll take them in a house and tell them it's haunted. And the people freak out when actually there's nothing going on. They've just put it in their head.
But the only reason I knew about the ghost log was I was getting ready to check out, and this couple in line next to me was like, they were like, so we saw something in our room last night. Is there any way we can like report this or something? Like, and they're like, oh yeah, we have a log. Like they brought out a ghost log. Like they have this, like, so they're
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, that'd be a good one to do, because it used to be like a poor farm in the Depression, and now it's like a distillery and like hotel with all this weird art on the wall, you know.
More weird art.
Yeah, more weird art.
More weird art. I expect the art like in that room, like the eyes, you know, you see in those like old cheesy like 80s horror movies.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Eyes, like, or, you know, somebody's behind the painting like watching you,
uh-huh.
you know, that kind of thing. Man, we should have done this room.
Yeah, definitely.
They should have hired us to fit this room.
Oh, we would have, yeah, we would have made them a ton of money, you know?
Yeah, because I would have just taken it one step further. Like, you think your room's creepy? You haven't met us yet.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will take it a step further. Like, here's your menu. And the menu would have to be on like old dirty paper.
Yeah, it's got to be yellowed on the edges and shit. You know?
Yeah, just old. It's been there forever, you know? Mm-hmm. And the TV doesn't have a clicker. You got to use your...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like you actually got to get up.
Move it yourself, you know? Change the channel yourself.
Yeah, while Jay is watching you, you know?
Oh, God. That guy is creepy. Like his $1 million fake smile.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you see him and you're just like, you automatically think like, you know what? I bet this guy went to jail for a Ponzi scheme.
I bet this guy's been in jail before.
Yeah.
You know, he's part of like all this stuff where you're talking about the Bushes were like part of like this whole thing. And John Kerry was part of it. And we had talked about when there was an interview with Bush and Kerry, and they asked them about it, and they were just like, we can't tell you anything. It's a secret.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm used to that because my stepdad is a Freemason. And so like, I've known him, you know, more than half my life at this point, but I have no idea what Masons do. Like, but he's, I mean, I know they help each other if they recognize another Mason in public. Like, he went to buy this, piece of jewelry for my mother. And the jeweler was also a Mason, and he saw my stepdad's ring, and he just goes, "So I see you're a traveling man." And then they started talking in code, and they asked me to leave. Like, and they're just like, it was weird.
Wow. See, that's why I said I'd want to get one made and just walk around and be like, "So you travel much?"
Yeah.
You know?
Can I get a discount on that watch?
Something. Because I went to college with a guy that I was really good friends with. That his uncle was in all of that, and he was like, "We don't know anything. They won't tell us anything." And so I'm like, I want to pick the ring. Can I just like, hey, you travel? Are you a traveler? You know? but then they'd start talking code, and I wouldn't have a freaking clue.
Just kidding. Like, move along.
I would get busted. I'd be like, it's just something I read on Reddit.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? I don't know. Right. I would want to try it out though. I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, come on.
The next time you're somewhere with him and that happens, I would just throw myself into the middle of it.
Yeah.
And just, they'd be like, okay. Yeah, I travel.
Yeah, he told me like if I ever want to join or I'm interested in joining, I could come with him to a meeting, but like, I don't like going places if I don't know what's going on,
Oh my gosh.
I don't even like going to parties like that, I'm just like, all right, who's going to be there and what are we doing? Like,
for a guy that writes the stuff that you do, that's strange to me, kind of. They'd be like, I would go into that situation with that mindset. Like, I'm right about you.
I'm insanely squeamish. I was
really
at last year's KillerCon during the gross out contest, like the guy who was hosting it, Jeff Burke, who's a publisher and author himself, he was like saying, he's like, all right, he's like stop the show. The funniest thing happening like so far has been like Lucas over here in the front row just squirming at everything. Like,
considering like, well, now I Tim Miller, who also writes, Extreme,
I
get his stuff, and I would talk to him and be like, oh my God, man, how did you even do? And he said, even some of the stuff he writes, he goes, it made me sick writing it.
There's a particular scene in Gods of the Dark Web that I wrote it and I never looked at it again. Like, even during editing, like, I just trusted the editor. I was like, I can't look at that. Like,
wow. Now I got that today. I got to start reading it. I'm super interested in that one. And, then you have, Survivor. Gonzalez wrote that.
Oh, that's a hell of a book. That is a hell of a book.
Chapters, you got more balls than I do, because I read a lot of extreme shit and I couldn't get through the first two chapters.
What was crazy to me about Survivor, and I guess it's really a testament to how good of an author J.F. Gonzalez was, like, a lot of it had been spoiled for me, so I knew what was coming.
Right.
But I still couldn't stop reading, like I knew what was coming. I knew it was going to upset me, but like the writing was just so damn good,
It stayed with me for days. It turned my stomach. I was, oh my God, I couldn't handle it. But I'd read, talking about that and you saying, stuff that made you squeamish. He said it 2 years of like going into the dark web.
Oh yeah.
To write that, and that he had to go to therapy afterwards after he wrote Survivor because it screwed him up so bad. I'm like, you guys got some dedication.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Now, see, I can handle all the squeamish stuff. You just write about it.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
Between the two of us, we could have just made that room like horribly fantastic.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
it would have been 10 times creepier.
Oh yeah. I think we could have definitely made that room something to, I mean, you know, it's already pretty memorable, but you know, it'd be interesting to get like some horror authors to really go in there and go to town.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you kind of have a little bit, maybe inspiration even. You know, a story on some kind of room like that, just run with it. You know, of course it'd be like way, way worse. Cause
oh, of course. Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're going to make it a mimic and it's going to be, you know, this hidden and you have to be like, I don't know. Do you have to be like on a special list or a special timing or somebody to get into this room? I don't know. But if you're going to do it, man, you do it all out, you know? And absolutely. For me, like, I think the room's a mimic because it's like not that super creepy. It's, I mean, it is. You know?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, like, when I saw, like, some of the bloggers who were, like, really upset about it, I was like, it's not that bad. Like, it's just kind of, I mean, it's kind of weird, you know?
It's, you know, there's probably college students that live in smaller dorms that look, you know, close to that, you know? And, I mean, I go to college, you know, where you have the art building and you have a lot of students that paint weird shit and put it all over their dorms. And it's not, you know, a whole hell of a lot different than that room, you know? So they definitely could have stepped it up if they were going to, if they wanted to make it creepy.
Right. Yeah. So that's, that's a good, those are good, like kind of final thoughts on room 322, right? Like if they had some real horror authors, you know, designing it, it would be even creepier, but more than likely a gimmick and not a Illuminati sex dungeon or whatever.
No, I don't. And I don't think the skull and bones have any, you know, anything to do with it. I don't think it's a sex dungeon or anything like that. I think it's just, like I said, it's just a mimic. It gets out and it's just like this. And, you know, whoever it, you know, it is that had the idea for this room is, you know, listening to this stuff or reading about it now is like, hell yes, it worked. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's definitely doing its job, you know?
So, I mean, you know, you automatically are interested in it and you start reading about it, you start calling about it. You know, I wonder how many even phone calls a day they would get about this.
Yeah, especially when it first blew up, like in, what was that, 2014 or something like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
And it's still going like it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I still see recent stuff, you know, like on the YouTube and, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if it's just a mimic to get people in there to, you know, get a room for a night, because apparently it costs the same as the other rooms.
Yeah, which is bananas.
Yeah, it's still that expensive. So, I think it is. I just, like I said, I just think they could have, if they were going to do it, they could have stepped it up.
Stepped it up a little, yeah.
So, I mean, I could sleep in that room. I'd be fine.
Oh, for sure. So we like to, you know, do shout outs to authors at the end of our show. Do you have anybody in mind that you would like to give a shout out to? I know we talked about JF a lot, Jesus Gonzalez, but if you have anybody else in mind.
And strangely enough, I have all of my people in the community that I absolutely adore.
Yeah.
All of them, you know, are amazing. I've read all of them. There's like Tom Didi, who I absolutely adore. If you get to read his stuff, Avon's amazing. Weekend Getaway is more like a novella that he wrote.
Okay.
It's different than his other stuff because it's more extreme and more my style. And I absolutely fell in love with it. It's amazing. I animated the cover for him. A couple years ago, which I love. And I loved that story because I love J.A. Conrath and Blake Crouch together. Yeah. That combination is just flawless. Holy shit, they're so amazing together.
Yeah.
And they started writing the Luther Kite and Andrew Z. Thomas series, which started out with Thicker Than Blood, that whole series. And I just fell in love with that. It's just the most amazing series. And you read cool. the first three books, Thicker Than Blood, and then it goes into, there's actually like 9 books that have Luther in them. Luther Kite, who is the killer, mm-hmm. the serial killer, is to me one of the greatest characters ever created.
Nice. And I'll have to check that out.
He's not your typical, and he is amazing. The story, I swear to God, you'll get to the end of a chapter and your mouth will hit the floor and you can't stop. You just got to keep going. And they'll have alternate universes, so it'll be alternate mm-hmm. endings. And then they ended up writing Serial Killers Uncut. Cool. Which ended up having 21 serial killers in it.
Oh, from like a
crossover universes.
Like a battle royal, you know?
Oh my God, and it's brilliant. And that, like, with Tom's book, he went kind of that way with that kind of killer, you know?
And say his last name again. I didn't catch
Didi,
the first.
It looks like Dedi. It's okay. D-E-D-D-Y, but it's Dedi.
Okay, and Tom Dedi.
Yeah, and he looks British. He looks British to me, but he's not. He's not. But he's such a brilliant guy. He's a brilliant writer, and he's cool. He's one of the first people that got me like animating book covers for people. Nice. And I did Haven, and I loved it. And I did his other covers for him. All of his books are excellent. And he, you know, that the Weekend Getaway went like the way of Luther Kite to me. Nice. You know? That just sick serial killer, you know, the unassuming.
Yes.
And I loved it. So that's my shout out.
All right, cool. Since we did the Zaza in Houston, I'll give a shout out to two of my favorite Houston writers. One is John Wayne Comunale. He is the author of several books. You know, speaking of serial killers, he has a book called As Seen on TV, which is about a serial killer who's obsessed with As Seen on TV ads. It's not a book about him killing people. It's just his weird other obsession.
Wow. Which
is kind of fun. He's also got a book called The Cycle, which is this really cool, witchy, haunted house thing that I like. And then Kelby Lussack, I think I'm saying his last name correctly. He's another Houston writer who writes, he calls it hood rat noir, like, because it's crime fiction, but it is like super fucking grimy, and like, I love it. They're probably two of my favorites. I mean, especially from that city, I would say.
Are these guys that influence you?
They've been coming up like around the same time as me. So I, you know, they're like, yeah, but yeah, I would say they definitely influenced me a little bit as well. Like, cause you know, I mean, we all motivate each other in a way, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's horror community is brilliant. Yes. They all have each other's backs.
Oh yeah.
I've been around that community for almost 3 years, and they're always, always have each other's backs. And
they're good folks.
Yeah, and they always, you know, buy each other stuff and help each other out. And, you know, I've seen where it was an author a couple years ago was in a car wreck, didn't have insurance. They put up a thing for him,
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. I couldn't think of a PayPal thing, but yeah. And man, they were like on it like that.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's brilliant. They're good. Because, you know, people are like, oh, you write this weird stuff. And think you're weird for reading it. And then you're even more weird for writing it. Some people,
yeah.
You know, but the communities just, they have each other's back. And it's really.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right. Well, I will say that is a good spot for us to sign off. So this is our first episode. We hope to do more of these. Don't know what do you want to do next week? Do you want to do the Sun Has Vanished, or do you want to do that? What did you send me? You sent me something crazy earlier. He was a baseball player.
No, the killer. Football player.
The football player. Yes.
Serial killer. Played for the Packers.
It's bananas.
Yeah, I-5 killer. Yeah, I was like, wow. How did that get past me? I know everything about serial killers.
All right, so the I-5 killer is probably what we're going to look at next time. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Please check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Dark Corners Podcast.
Yeah.
And we're on YouTube. Is it the same?
Yeah.
on YouTube?
I have it on YouTube. I have it on Facebook. I have it on Reddit. I think I opened like 8 or 9 pages.
All right.
Yeah, so it'll be hard to get away from us, I think.
All right. That's good. We want to do that.
Yes. Great.
All right.
This was good. I had a good time, Lucas. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. You have a great night, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Bye.